When Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai disappeared from public view after accusing a high-ranking Communist Party official of sexual assault, the Women's Tennis Association declared it would not hold any more tournaments in China until Peng's whereabouts were known and there was a full, uncensored investigation of her allegations. That was 2 years ago. There's still no official word about Peng, who hasn't been seen since a brief appearance at the 2022 Winter Olympics. There's been no investigation. But despite that, on Tuesday in Beijing, the WTA's $8 million China Open begins. Sophie Richardson is the China director at Human Rights Watch. Sophie, first of all, I want to talk about Peng. What do we know about her current situation? Do we know anything?
We know very little. We don't know whether she has removed herself from public view or whether she is being kept out of sight by either sports officials or by agents of the government or the party.
The WTA says they've been in touch with people around her, or people who know her well, and they say that she's well, she's living with her family in Beijing. Do we know if any of that's true?
There's no way to verify it independently. And really, even if we could, you know, we are talking about an independent adult who should be able to answer these questions herself directly in order for us to be confident that she really is free, secure, or any of the other characteristics that people are attributing to her.
I want to read the statement that the Women's Tennis Association released when they said they were going back to China. They said, after 16 months of suspended tennis competition in China and sustained efforts at achieving our original requests, the situation has shown no signs of changing. We have concluded we will never fully secure those goals, and it will be our players and tournaments who will ultimately be paying an extraordinary price for their sacrifices. What do you make of that?
Well, I think the WTA gets a lot of credit for having tried to take a principled position in the first place, and then for having been honest about the ways in which it hasn't succeeded. I would amend its statement to be clear that what hasn't changed is the intransigence and the hostility of the Chinese government and Communist Party, you know, to being transparent, to people letting speak their mind freely, or to letting serious allegations of sexual assault be investigated by competent authorities. That's what needs to change.
In a way, does this embolden them that if they just hold out long enough, they'll get what they want?
Yeah, I think that's the story of the last 40 years, particularly with the business community as a whole. Again, I think, you know, the WTA is being honest in saying that it tried and failed. You know, a lot of companies and indeed sports organizations, and particularly a body like the International Olympic Committee, just continue to insist without any evidence that simply doing business there will bring improvements. And I think recent history shows that that's not really the case.
Elise Cornet of France is one of the few top 100 players who is not going, or says she's not going to China because of Peng. She said on her Instagram post, "Staying true to my convictions and careful about my health, I decided I will not be playing in China this year." Are the players doing enough to support their colleague?
I think in the immediate aftermath of Peng Shuai's allegations against Zhang Gaoli in November of 2021, a number of athletes spoke up very, I think, movingly and strongly, both in her defense, but also out of concern about her whereabouts and well-being. And it's good to hear some of them follow through on those concerns. But I think too often they are limited or have to stop and think about whether professional sports associations will in any way penalize them for trying to speak their minds or act on their own principles. And that is unfair and should change too.
Peng is obviously a very high profile individual. So a lot of attention, a lot of people noticed when she sort of disappeared. But are there people who are less known who just simply, the similar things that are happening to them in China?
The Chinese government has a long track record of disappearing people. And whether it's, for example, a journalist named Huang Shuiqian, who was just tried on Friday after being off the grid for 2 years, she made her name actually writing about Me Too cases in China, or whether you're talking about the until recently foreign minister who disappeared off the grid in June, you know, the authorities have no trouble simply depriving people of their liberty. you know, there's no warrant, no arrest, nobody tells your family where you are, and you can't call a lawyer. This is an alarmingly common problem for journalists, for activists, and indeed for very senior government officials.
Sophie Richardson of Human Rights Watch, thank you very much.
Thank you.